as to whether the announcement really did come as a surprise.
I think it came as a total surprise. I mean, the rumor mill had none of this. And typically, if he had consulted other people and so on, he probably would have been leaked. But truly, this was his own decision. I think it's a wonderful decision. I think it's admirable that he's making this choice. I think it helps to bring the papacy into the 21st century.
That's Thomas Groom, professor of theology and religious education at Boston College.
I think he has set a very important precedent. I mean, there is precedent, but you've got to go back at least 600, and I would say even 700 years, to a pope, Pope Celestine, back in 1296. It was probably the last one who resigned voluntarily. There was a Pope Gregory the 12th who resigned in 1415, but it was under some duress. He was trying to put an end to the mess in the church at the time, where there was three rival claimants to the papacy. So the last one to resign voluntarily was over 700 years ago.
Dennis Paust agrees.
Yes, that's an important precedent that he set. But, you know, he's a historic figure in his own right. He has done so much. You know, he came in with this reputation as, you know, God's Rottweiler, and he immediately struck people with his gentleness.
Paust is a spokesman for the New York State Catholic Conference. He says other precedents include embracing interfaith dialogue and social media.
He got on Twitter and Facebook and professed that this is where the church needs to be. The church needs to be where the people are as part of its new evangelization. And he had, at the end of last year, launched a Twitter account.
Boston College's Professor Groom says apart from the surprise of the announcement, there's another noteworthy aspect.
I thought it was lovely in the announcement that he asked the cardinals present to pardon his defect. Which it's not often that a pope admits that the pope himself or the church he leads is in any way defective. And I thought that was a humble and a very honest statement for him to make. The other thought I have is that I hope now that he will indeed truly resign. In other words, that he won't try to influence who is chosen as his successor, and that he will or to influence the actions of his successor either. I think most American Catholics will be hoping for a new direction under the next pope, that there's all kinds of issues that can remain very controversial and painful for many Catholics.
And here are some of the controversial issues.
Well, you know, there's a long list, but I mean, just the issue of birth control, for example, is very alienating for many Catholics, especially young couples of childbearing age. You know, there's around women's issues, ordination of women to priesthood, election of bishops, accountability of bishops, some kind of participation by lay people in the governance of the church so that there's better management, that is not just simply an elite group that has leadership from among the episcopacy, as it were. So there's myriads of how we choose our bishops is certainly becoming more and more controversial. So there's many issues that the church, in a sense, has postponed facing, especially around priesthood and ministry. And the whole clergy sex abuse scandal is an instance. It's a symptom of what might be awry in the present structures of priesthood, and that has to be addressed.
As for potential successors, Professor Groom has some thoughts.
I don't think it would be an American, because then the two most powerful positions in the world would be in the hands of Americans, and I don't think the rest of the world will vote for that. I doubt it won't be an Italian. Doubt if it will be a European even, although Cardinal Schönborn of Vienna would be a wonderful pope. But so that points then toward Africa or South America or Asia. And so I think there could be surprises in store for us by way of who the Holy Spirit helps the church to choose to be the next pope.
New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan's name has been bandied about as a long shot. At a news conference this morning, Cardinal Dolan, who says he was as startled as the rest of the world about Pope Benedict's announcement, said it would be highly improbable for him to be considered for the papacy. As cardinal, Dolan would be part of the College of Cardinals electing a new pope next month. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.